Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Monstrous Radio.
All right, what's up, what's up? It's about time for another edition of Monster US Radio, that online podcast with a roar. Tonight is Takeover Tuesday, the night of the week where we allow you, the caller, I guess we should say the listener, whatever it is that you do, whatever you do so well, you can call in tonight and get some free promo and let everybody know what you do. And who knows, we might purchase some of your services. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable right here. How you feeling tonight, my mom? You okay?
Yeah, I'm real, real good. I wore some Monsters Radio gear today, and I got so many people like, where you get that from? Where you get that from? Where you get that from? I need that. I need that. I need that. I said, you know what? I got you. So I felt like a little superstar today. You know, signing autographs and all that. I'm just saying.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Because, hey, you would definitely get you some attention and some monstrous gear. I'm just saying. It is what it is. You cannot be denied. So,
okay.
We got some entertainment news. We got weather reports. We got all kinds of things for y'all tonight. But tonight, it's really about the independent artists and helping you get ahead of the game. You know what I mean? So we got that stuff for y'all. Let's see, I got some music. Matter of fact, I'm going to play some independent artists. It might get independently sexy around here. Now, this is some sexy music.
Ooh.
Not none of that new ratchet stuff. It's some real sexy groove type. Yeah, yeah, some real to the ladies hip-hop type shit. You know what I mean? I'm talking
hey
like that
now.
Old school LL. I need love
what?
Type shit.
Nah, yeah. Come on now. It better be that part. Because the LL
okay.
I Need Love was a classic.
Okay, well, y'all going to have to let us know at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Let us know what y'all think of these next tracks there. And you can also hit us up on The Monstars, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, on Facebook. And let us know what you think of these two artists. Up first, I got Senna. And then after that, I got Flex Capone. Like I said, this is some of that type, LL type hip-hop. I Need Love. But if I'm wrong, hey, hit me up and let me know. So check it out. Up first, we got, what is this? Sexercise? Yeah, that's what we gonna run with. Yeah, this
that's
is my jam right here. So
hey,
that's
now.
What we gonna do. We gonna get it in. Yeah, that's Senna.
DJ E Monster.
S-I-N-A-S-R-E. What's that?
How can they hit us up? How can they hit us up? What's that number?
Damn, I forgot. We gonna get it to in a minute. My bad.
We the new one, y'all.
Bear with us. Don't judge us. Pray for us.
Then
sweating all over your body. In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching her every move.
Yes.
And now I got something to prove.
Yes.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees.
She does.
Lord, help me please.
Please.
Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this
girl,
before. Go.
Uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein. You can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she awed out of breath. I told her sit down, she catching her breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this temp shit. I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work it in my bone quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
You know your mama say we got some of the hottest independent artists right here in our fucking rotation, and they can't be denied. So check it out. If you still don't think this is some LL type, love type stuff for the ladies, let me know. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com or the Monstars on Facebook. Up next, this is Flex Capone. It's called Blow Your Mind. Ladies. And our number is
Ain't nobody doing
Yeah. And the Monstrous Radio weather report for tonight in New York is 35. ATL is 41. LA is looking at 64. And in London, it's a chilly night at 41. And in Paris, it's 47. So, all right, y'all. That's what it do. Monstrous Radio, take over Tuesday. Don't forget, you can call us up and take over. If you want us to DJ all night, or do you want to DJ? 563-993-4-1-1. Holla at us and let us know what you trying to do, player. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, we bringing it back. I did the weather report. About time for this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment lifestyle. What's on our lineup for tonight?
Well, we got an update on Tekashi 6ix9ine. We got some boozy badass. And then we got some Orlando Jones. So a little light tonight, but heavy topics.
Okay, why? And hey, if we go like last night, I mean, it could take over the whole show. We didn't even get into our topics last night. That's how big the gossip went last night, how the topic gets. Don't forget, people, it'd be some real conversation over here. Y'all might not want to miss it. Check in early. Sometimes we be on the line 5 minutes early. Just call in 563-999-3411 a little early, and you won't miss nothing. So, all right, where are we going to start at tonight?
Well, you know, I always like to start off with Tekashi because, you know, for whatever reason, he's my guy. He's like my guy that I don't like. You know how you have that friend that you really don't like? But they're your guy?
That one dude.
Like,
just always.
That one dude. Always. That one girl, right. That one dude. So he's talking about the judge. He ruined their lives. Not them, but the judge. I don't understand how the judge can ruin their lives, but Tekashi will remain in bars and suffer the impact like everybody else. I don't know why he thought he was special, because I don't know. I don't understand. He feels like all the people that he, you know, flipped on should have some special privileges because he flipped. He's a member of the 9 Trey gang, and they were planning on robbing some folks, and you know, they have them on camera, and so I don't know why the judge is involved, you know, blamed, but okay. But
right.
He's saying that he doesn't know why the judge is trying to destroy a 33-year-old male's life by putting him in jail for so long. Please have mercy. The attack, he's scared for his life. He's scared to sleep. He's scared to do anything. He wants to be free. And he feels like everyone else who he flipped on feels the same way. His entire career and dreams are destroyed. And, you know, he should have mercy on his soul.
Man, okay, and I'm gonna throw a couple of things in here, and y'all can decide out there yourselves if this dude needs some mercy. It's not up to me. It's not up to Miss Unbelievable. It's up to the jury and the judge and these other people to see if they need mercy. But I'm just gonna put out a couple of things. Like there was a letter submitted by two of the people who described in a robbery in April back in, I think it was like 2018, something like that happened in New York. Where they testified that basically this was an intended revenge hit. When you're talking about the hit, the robbery, it was a revenge hit on Rap-A-Lot Records and Jay Prince. That's what he was trying to do because, you know, they had their beef, whatever. So it was a plan that they had planned to rob the honcho, Jay Prince. But what happened was they ended up robbing somebody else under mistaken identity.
Mm-hmm.
And robbed the hell out of it and scared the shit out of them. You know what I mean? So, you know, these are some of the things that while he talking about, oh, I should be given leniency and all this other stuff. Bruh, it is what it is. I know a lot of some of y'all saying the same thing we were saying yesterday. Is he planning to stay in or is he planning to get out? Because, shit, he in trouble either way it goes. I'm not saying somebody going to do it, but y'all understand what we're saying right here. I mean, damn. You did all that beefing and talking shit about people going to people's cities. You came to Minnesota and got beat up. I mean, damn, how do you go to Minnesota and get beat up? You got to be a bogus motherfucker to go out to Minnesota and just get your ass beat over a bag. I'm just saying, we don't play like that out here, but I'm just saying for you to be that fucking silly to go out to, y'all understand it. But, yeah, so this is the same dude who's looking for leniency. Matter of fact, they were publishers, not even related to Rap-A-Lot.
Uh-huh.
So, and he over here talking about, oh, being lenient on me. Man, lock
right.
his ass up with the rest of the criminals.
But
I don't give a fuck what he said.
Right. The sentence is scheduled for Wednesday. And so it's going to be interesting mm-hmm. because he is white. So I can't wait to see, you know, the difference of his sentence compared to white to black crimes. Like, he may have all the tattoos on there, and I'm not trying to say there's, but there is a disparity and there is a favoritism between the white and blacks when it comes to sentencing. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Tekashi really gets and if the letters really hit home, because he's been getting several letters now from his mom, bodyguard. A lot of them are asking, his associates are asking for leniency. But how can you? But
right.
It's interesting to see what he gets, to see if it works. Because sometimes
right.
you work in their favor all the time.
Right. Well, I don't know what he is, but there's three white people in the studio right now that's like, no, he's not us, he's Mexican. I don't know what race he is, so but either way it goes, they can't be lenient on him at all. I'm they shouldn't be lenient on his ass at all. Not one damn bit. You feel me?
Not one?
So, not one bit. You know what I mean? They should be about as lenient as Lil Boosie going to be lenient on these motherfuckers that broke in his car and stole his jewelry.
Ooh,
did you hear about
say
that?
Say that. I did.
Yes, they... Yeah, I'm like,
did you want to speak on it, or do you want me to speak on it first?
Oh, go ahead. It sounds better when you say it. I'm just saying.
Check this out, y'all. Thieves bust into his Bentley, swipe $70,000 in jewelry. Why in the heavens to Betsy's will you leave $70,000 worth of jewelry in the car? So, they bust their windows out his car.
That's fucked up, man.
They busted the back windows out of his car. Alleged getaway, that was a black sedan that was seen getting away. It reports that he was eating at a seafood restaurant, and someone broke into his ride once again with stole a ring, a necklace, and they have pictures showing. It says boss man on there. Very, very noticeable pieces. So, like, someone tries to
right.
Sell it, they knows who it is. Three-piece jewelry, a Super Bowl-style diamond ring, a large rose gold diamond letters, golden Cuban link chain. Technically,
nope.
These robbers can't wear it. Okay? They can't. You can't wear it, and nor can you pawn it, because everyone knows, okay, who it belongs to. So it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to play this. But He got jacked! He got jacked.
Right.
And
yeah,
two black males, took it.
Yes, they was waiting in a, what did you say, a black sedan or something like that? Is that what you said?
A black sedan. It's a regular black car. And so they must have been following. They had to be. They had to have been watching him, you know, because how do you know that there's jewelry in someone's car? Unless you're watching his movement, or he must have took it off and put it in the car or something. But okay, how, if y'all, I'm gonna share this on, our Facebook page, but y'all got to see how he busted the windows out the car. I'm just saying, this is like a chick move. I'm just saying. This looks like, you
right.
messing with my bitch move. I'm just saying. Like,
it's
like, how they got these windows smashed? I'm coming for you. You must have hit my chick or something. That's how it looks up in here. I'm just saying.
Right. And I was just saying, $80,000 worth of damage, because it's probably going to be $10,000 just to replace the window in the Bentley.
Hello.
But yeah. But that's definitely a hot chain. You guys got to check out the Facebook page and look at it. The best thing I can say about the Boss Man, remember how back in the 80s people used to wear the rings all across with the words all the way across your fist? It's dope, but it's doper. I'm telling y'all, it's doper. But it's unbelievable. Somebody ain't going to wear that. They're not even going to go on social media like they used to and be like, oh, I got Boosie shit. No, because they know some people don't play that shit. they're going to chop that shit down. Them diamonds and that gold are going to be something else by the time we see it again. They're going to chop that shit down.
True that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that would be the smartest
thing to do.
That take the diamonds out.
And that's, mm-hmm. Yeah, we know another artist that happened to, and by the time we caught up to where it went to, the word had it that bitch had already been broke down. Yeah.
But just imagine how much gold that is, though. Like 70K?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talking wasted money, one, but we're talking mad. Mad wealth, but how careless can you be to leave your stuff in the car? Like, you must just don't care. Like, us black folks who got one little choker on our little neck that we done paid $300 for, we ain't letting nobody even touching it. Better yet, leaving it somewhere in the car. So, for the life of me, I don't understand how they don't value stuff. Like, we value stuff. Like, why? Why?
Well, I got some assumptions, and we'll come back in a second. I think this is Jazzy over here. We're going to see how she feel if she had lost $70,000 worth of jewelry because somebody stole it out the back window of her Honda. what's up, Jazz? How you doing?
Hello?
Oops, damn, that's Jay Dirty. Oh, my bad. What's up?
Well, you can hang back up, brother. No. You can hang back up, brother, and find your homegirl, man. My bad. I ain't mean to interrupt your show and shit. You can go ahead and hang up and find the woman you're looking for, brother. I'm here. I'm rocking with you, dog. Do your thing, but you got a show to run, dog. I'm rocking with you, man. Do what you got to do.
No, y'all got the same area code. I thought it was her. She used it, you know.
Do your thing, brother.
I didn't
put me back in the mute, brother. Yeah.
No.
It's all good, man. I'm rocking with you. I'm rocking with you, dog.
They said, no. Find the one you're looking for. Find the one you're looking for.
Yeah, but it's all good, man. I ain't finna interrupt your show like that. Go ahead and do your thing, brother. I'm rocking with
you. Oh, you all good. You all good, sir. So how you feel about that? You know, we're talking about Lil Boosie and his jewelry getting stolen.
Oh, I'm supposed to feel some kind of way about that? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, well, see that?
No, check it out. Well, this is my theory about, you know, why he might have left it in the car. Because he might have thought that if he wore it into the establishment, you know what I mean? Because I'm not for sure where he was, but, you know, when you got that type of jewelry, you're a target. You know, you got chains. You see the chains. It's unbelievable. You walk around with even that in the Twin Cities. You a target. Somebody pass by you in a funny ass Buick. He doubling around trying to get that shit. So he probably was thinking, well, if I leave it in the car, I won't have to deal with the drama. I wanted to put my boys in jeopardy. I wanted to put the people in the restaurant in jeopardy because somebody gonna come in here and try to run and grab my shit. So maybe if I just leave it in the car.
I want to know who the fuck was watching this car. And how much he was paying that person, because that person deserves to get castrated. Yeah, I mean, he got to have somebody watching the damn car, but a Boosie ain't the type to just pull up and park in the damn club parking lot and walk up in the club. But whoever was watching this guy's damn car, but he's either in on it or he was just fouling his job and he deserves to be just all the way fucked up. I'm not going to lie to you. But then again, brother, I don't believe in jewelry. I don't believe in that, dog. Brother, like, all these rappers and shit, dude, that's, it make me look at them disgusting. Like, what the hell? But I know you came from nothing, same right. as me, brother, but, dude, if you buying all that shit, bro, you putting the damn bullseye on your back. And if you really come from the slums like that, brother,
yep.
the last damn thing you want to happen is have a damn bullseye on your back worse than what it was before you left the street. Like, don't do that. You don't cross them two up, brother.
Right.
You got to relax the show-off shit. Yeah, that's not
right.
fun. That's not a game.
Right. So you can't even stretch around with a big, super fat herringbone on. You know what I mean? That motherfucker too shiny.
That's what I'm
for
saying.
That
shit, hey, shit, man. Look at Bill Gates. That brother dressed like he live on under the damn bridge somewhere in Chicago. Like, you got to relax when you got money, brother. You got to trick him. Yeah, you got to play chess out here, brother. This shit ain't no game. Like, you better dress like you ain't got a damn dime. These folks going to fuck with you. You better relax out here. Money bring all the creeps
right,
out.
Right. Yeah. But I do have to say, like, some of the bigger artists, now I do know a few bigger artists, and they do say it, and I used to be like, why, you know, I understand, da-da-da, da-da-da, but sometimes they do it as a write-off, so when they have to pay a lot of money in taxes, it's almost like they swap it out, you know what I mean? Their plan later is to sell it again, you know what I mean, probably under the table or something, or act like it got stolen, but yeah, so... Sometimes that's what it be. They be knowing they shouldn't be having that shit on, but they do it for tax write off, and then it's very flashy. You know, it makes you look successful. Those type of things. But me, when I was performing shit, I'll never lie. I tell motherfuckers on stage, this is costume jewelry, motherfucker. These motherfucking sparkles go away in about 4 days. Ain't no need to buy me.
That's real shit, brother. No, that's real talk, bro. A lot of these rappers think that it's cool to tell a motherfucker that, yeah, I got $100,000 on. Okay, you told them that, brother, but you don't think
okay.
that them and their homeboys in the back right there came from the same place you did and think they ain't finna take that? You better stop acting like you
right.
super damn, you super thug and shit. You better stop it. Because there's always somebody
right.
there to pop your shit off. You got to stop doing it.
Yeah. Some of them, and you hear some of these motherfuckers ask them, I ain't scared to go to jail. I'm trying to go back. It is. Oh,
what?
Shit. Okay. Need to see you walk
you
around
got a
with 100,000. He'll take a chance. Right. He'll take a chance for that $100,000 on your neck. I'm just saying.
I bet I won't.
So.
I'll flush $100,000 down the damn toilet before I go back to goddamn jail, bro. I swear to God I will. Hey, money ain't a good enough excuse to go to jail, brother. Like, fucking with my family and shit, dog, they're trying to end my life. That's the reason, brother. But some money and shit, you dig? Something I can claim on my taxes? If you go to jail for that, you would suck in my book, and I don't respect anything about you. Like, you wasn't wired right in the head. Like, your perspective is fucked up. You did? Like, that's not nothing. If you go to jail for that shit, bro, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I treat you like just some regular Joe. Like, you don't have any sense. It's not cool.
Yeah.
Right. I can respect that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, let me try to close some of these windows on my music tone with it. Way. It's time for a music break. I can't even break it to it. But I know we do got some more stuff to talk about coming up. Let's see if I can get up. Music came back. Still ain't letting me get to it. But let's see. What's some of the other things we got coming up here in a little bit right after our break?
We got Orlando Jones and with the conversation that we were talking about yesterday with racism. And then we're talking about, you know, how our topic is, how do you succeed? Like, what do you do? Like, how do you brand yourself? How do you, what's your biggest struggle with starting a business? Different things like that. And how to brand your company, when to brand your company. Do you know what your company is? And what's the testimonies with your company that you started?
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure we ain't going to fit all that in that little bit of time, but, hey, we'll roll with as much as we can. Yeah. All right, as I know, tomorrow night is Wet Wet Wednesday, so this is some music that, you know, we kind of play on those nights. This is some new Roe James.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, y'all fan, Roe James fan. Yeah, see? Already. This right here is called Last Time, Roe James, right here on Monster US Radio. Take over Tuesday.
Looking good today, baby. Tell me when's the last time you
Promoting yourself, whether you be an artist, an author, an actor, it doesn't matter what you do. You think some of these things might help you, and definitely call us up and give us your tips and some things that helped you. Talk about your ups and your downs. 563-999-3411. You might learn something, you might teach something. So I'm as unbelievable what we got for the rest of our entertainment news.
Okay, so we have a guy named Orlando Jones. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with his work. He's fighting the same battle as Gabrielle. And remember, Gabrielle was the one who said that she felt like she had some issues. You know, she was the black, you know, girl, you know, the black-white girl, I like to say. Execs, and he's like execs trying to keep us in our lane. So his situation is he's speaking out against the workplace injustice and unfair firing at the same hand at the same production company. So we're talking about NBC. The former American Gods star, I don't know what that show is. I heard it was good. Said he was fired because he was fussing, you know, about how he would go to work and he wasn't getting the credits. I guess he was writing, and he wasn't getting the credits that he did from the members of the Writing Guild. So he was risking his job fighting for his name to be on the credits And he's tired of doing the monogamy and the racism, and not being the happy Negro, as Gabrielle was saying, and does not feel like it's status quo within the white counterparts and the black counterparts of the show. And the American guys didn't ask for a public they didn't give a public explanation for his firing, but they're saying it doesn't add up, and they're still not willing to give him his writing credits at all.
Right, right. Well, when I seen the interview with him earlier today, you know, he kind of broke down the story a little bit more. If those of you that watch American Gods, you know, he came on. I believe he helped write some of season one, but he helped write season two. Now, Orlando is the he used to do a lot of 7-Up commercials back in the day. He usually plays comedic roles. That was another reason why I like seeing him in this role, because I never really seen him play something so serious. You know what I mean? So he's a guy from back a little bit. So he's a little aged actor. I should say seasoned. But yeah, now he wrote, they brought him in to help write, and then he ended up appearing on it. He did say one of the spoken word things he didn't write, but he helped create, obviously, Nancy. Who else did he help write? The new media, the Asian girl. He helped write the gypsy guy, the Muslim gay god. There's some other, all the ethnic gods, he wrote them. And then what it came down to, he said what it was is what they told him, the guy told him in the office thing at the table, he told him, it wasn't a good look for black. It wasn't what they wanted black people to see so much. It wasn't good for black people. The part that made him mad, because he's saying this is how race came into it, because this is a white guy saying what was good for us and overriding him, the black guy. So that's how he's saying the race came into play. But he's saying another part that made him so mad was, if that's what they had planned to do, then they should have told him way back in April or March, somewhere way back then. Why wait now, September, November, da da da, to tell him now, oh, we're not going to go with that and what you got no more. And what they're saying is they're supposed to be going back towards the book. I guess there's a book, and all these people that he created, like Nancy, some of these, they're not in the book, so they're not going to go with that anymore. They're going to go with more towards the book. So that's what their that's what their press release is on the situation. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's just a little deeper into that. Now, I was a big American God fan. Now, his part is one of the reasons why I watched, because his part is so powerful. Anybody else that ever watched the TV show Gotham, and you know how powerful Jada Pinkett Smith came in and her character, and then when they killed her off, I don't even like Gotham no more. I don't even watch it. It went to hell after they took her part out. So I wonder what's going to happen once they take his part out. And another thing they're saying is, even though Starz bought it, I guess somebody else had it before, but most of the people that watch it on Starz are from the black community. So they're like, what are you doing? You're basically cutting your own face off. So that's just a little more insight on that. So people, you got some insight, call us up, let us know if you know a little bit more. But, you know, that's just a little relay from the stuff that Orlando, I've seen him say personally. So not personally in my face, but you get what I'm saying. I've seen the clip of him talking. Yeah, which was also on TMZ, so you can check it out over there as well. So you can link to that from our Facebook page, I'm just saying. Shameless promo.
The monster.
Did we have something else? Right.
That's all.
Had something else, didn't we? That's all.
No.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So like we said, we're talking about promoting yourself, how to help get yourself out there a little bit better, so on and so forth like that. It's another good reason I'm glad Jay Dirty's here. Jay Dirty is an artist. I'm not for sure if he's still doing music now. I haven't talked to him that much lately, but, you know, we're definitely going to ask him here in a moment. But he's done music, so he knows about getting music out there, you know, trying to build a fan base and those type of things. So I guess, you know, shit, the main thing I would tell artists right now, if you're serious, I'm talking about if you're serious. Now, you know, if you're serious or not, and this goes for, now, right now I'm talking to artists, music artists, but this goes to if you're a book person, movie maker, shit, you're trying to open up a candy store, whatever. If you're serious, when you know you're serious, is when you invest money that you work for, you earn for, you invest money into your craft or whatever it is that you're doing, hoping to get a profit. Now, whether you get one or not is a whole nother story. But when you invest in it, that's when, to me, you're serious and you become an actual whatever you're trying to be. So now, if you're an artist and you invest in your stuff, like putting your music online for sale, doing the BDS and all these extra things, ASCAP, BMI, all those, a place that you have to go to, which is basically, it has its up and down over the years, but I still think it is an artist mecca, which is South by Southwest. Coming up in March, I believe it's like March 13th through the 28th or something like that. They usually have the certain big weekends, whatever, whatever, but start looking at South by Southwest. And you're going to have to start looking now because the hotels and shit for this, they go fast because the whole little city of Austin, their downtown district, whatever, it's all about music. Now, this is the places where you can go in the bars and catch, like, let me see, who can I think of? Let's see, who was there when I went there last time? What's the dude name? Got under with Yo Gotti? Young Dro. You can go see him for free. Shit, you can go see Gotti for free. Who else did I see? I've seen a lot of, got up close to a lot of artists for free because you can get into the events for free, a lot of them, because the bar wants you to buy things. But it's a great place for artists to mingle with other artists, meet people that are there to meet independent artists. You'll meet a lot of radio people, a lot of magazine people. I would suggest that you hit a lot of their hands and give them a little tip or something, buy a little service or something, something. But a lot of them are there to network and try to get into your area and also throw you into theirs. So South by Southwest is a great thing to do now, whether you drive or fly, it's up to you. But you need to start planning for things like that now. Now, there's things like AC3, there's other, you know, big things like actually Soundset here in the Twin Cities. There's a lot of big things you can get to. But the next big thing that I think people should be looking for is South by Southwest. Even if you go some January, February, whatever, make sure your ass is out South by Southwest. So that's one thing I would say for artists. Even if you got a book, hell, you got a movie. Yeah, shit, it wouldn't matter. Connect with some artists. You might be able to find some artists you can use what's that called, where you put the music behind, music score, in your movie or something like that. And it's always good to have somebody be the fresh one to bring somebody new and hot to any area. You know what I mean? They've been on listening to your music. Oh, I ain't never heard this before. This bumps. You know what I mean? It helps your movie. Right. So, you know, book people. You know, you can go and, you know, hey, make some shit happen. I mean, I don't know much about what book people do. I'm pretty sure you do. We're going to ask you in a minute, what do you do? But, you know, that's one thing, you know, about how they get in like that. So, you know, just something to think about. So, I mean, what can you think of right now that people can do to help promote themselves, to help them get out there?
Get legit. Register yourself, get trademarked, get copyrighted, get yourself an entity, become, you know, known when you put yourself on the internet, make sure you have the right code. So when they put your name in, you come up first, be unique, think of something someone else doesn't already have or associate you with, where you can stand out and stand alone. Try to brand yourself correctly. Make sure you have a vision and have a plan, a business plan. Have a plan of where you're going to start, who's your audience, and different things like that. Know you before you go out there, because when they ask you questions, you're going to have to give them their answer. And you can't stumble, because if you don't know, they won't know. And they're not going to want to be interested in knowing who you are.
So be real secure and sure of yourself. So if you're a rapper, if they say bust the line, you bust the line. If you're a spoken word artist, if they say bust the word, bust the word. If you're an artist, if they will tell you to paint something, you better paint a tree that makes it look awesome. You know, different things like that. If you're a clothing designer, you have your gear on. You know, promote yourself. You're your biggest promoter. You're your biggest promoter, and you're your biggest critic.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to be ready to go at any given moment. And even if, I mean, you don't do spoken word or you're not an artist, you better have that book on deck. And then you make shirts, you better have some samples on deck. Have a shirt to give away for free on deck. Add something to give somebody on deck to show them your work and how you actually get it in.
Have your business cards. Have your Facebook. Have your social media popping. You can buy social media now if you're not together. Like, there's different avenues that you can that you should have. I would say a website, Facebook is popular, Twitter, Instagram, just all those social medias. And then, like, if you do SoundCloud, you could do all those other different avenues that were YouTube, all those different things that now you could take yourself out there. Adobe by itself. So it's going to cost you. You're going to have to put some money to it. And don't look out for a handout from somebody else. It's your stuff. You got to do it. So. Like I said, you're your biggest critic. You are your biggest critic and your best promoter. At all times. Hello?
Look, I'm over here talking. I got myself on mute. Ain't that a bitch? Oh my goodness. Oh.
Hello?
I was like, why is she talking over me? what I was trying to say was, you know, the best thing I like about conversation is like testimonies. You know what I mean? So, you know, Jay Dirty. At this point, I'm still say he is an artist. So let's go over and check in with him, see what he's got going on. He still does music. And what's the whole scoop? So you don't mind talking to us about that, do you, Dirty?
Yeah, man, nah, but I don't do music no more, bro. I'll figure some shit out. You
okay.
Dig? Like, yeah, I mean, there's a difference between doing music and actually wanting to pursue it as a career. And once you find out the damn politics, you dig, and you got to deal with the community within your genre, I'm like, no, I'm good on that because I don't want to have to go to damn jail for smacking the shit out of somebody and, you know, doing something that these clubs ain't worth a fuck, you dig, but the clubs you got to perform at ain't worth a shit, you dig what I'm saying? Then when you get more upscale, but then you go do bigger events, buddy, you got to deal with the damn politics, and that'll make you want to slap the shit out of one of these corporate guys. So I just wasn't built to put up with shit like that, dude. So therefore, I'm the type of dude, brother, where I got to go find me another venture to be my own damn boss. I love music, you dig, but it ain't worth my freedom and it ain't worth my life because I'm not the guy that's gonna sit there and play with people that, you know, come to my damn shows or whatever, dog. They got ill intentions and shit. I'll die right there on the floor,
right.
You dig. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, brother. So what I learned from an older person, what I learned is that. You don't put yourself in a damn compromised position. You dig what I'm saying? You don't do stuff like that. Me knowing who I am, brother, I couldn't do that. You dig? Because I wouldn't be here right now if I did it. You know, because I used to do a good music, but I used to love what I did. But when I started trying to pursue that shit, brother, and I seen what happened when I did that, dog, the haters and all these people that come to the shows and just jealous and envious. Bro, I don't have the nerves for that, bro. I don't have the patience for that, bro. Like I don't want to get myself thrown in damn prison for life, killing some fucking piece of shit. And you know, I don't want to do that, dog. So, bro, I had to relax with that, bro, because unfortunately, the genre of music that I do, bro, it attracts certain audiences, right? So, therefore, you go to these clubs, bro, and you know, it's messy. You dig it? It's drunk hoes. There's drunk dudes. You dig it? It's a drunk a lot of stuff, bro. There's everybody on pills and drinking, and people that get jealous and. they want to come to the damn club in a nice outfit, you dig, or they would prove that they the biggest gangster in the city, and it's a mess, bro. So, you dig, like, right now, in the climate it is today, dude, that's why you hear all these new dudes getting shot at and all these bullshit, all these new rappers are getting thrown in jail and shit and all these. Bro, I ain't got time for that, brother. Like, dude, I got a family. Nah, I don't want to kill one of these guys, but I don't. So, therefore, I still will do music if I want to, but as far as me chasing it as a career, bro, hell no. But what I would say, though, damn it, if you are chasing this shit, first of all, be willing to put up with that, you dig? Because they will fuck
right.
you to the point where you got to make a damn choice whether you want to go to jail for life or do you want to die or do you want to walk away and risk being called a soft, whatever. So if you gangster rapping, you better relax. If you're not, you better stop doing it, dog. But if you're a real gangster and you don't want to go to damn prison for life hurting some of these fuck people in the club, you dig? Or if you're a real gangster and you don't want to have to, you better, music ain't for you, but not in today's climate, dog. It ain't what you're going to do. You're going to wind up in prison for life or dead in the club floor somewhere. You got to stop that. So, but if you're an artist that is just doing like R&B, you dig, you're doing pop music and shit, brother, that, bro, do that, bro. You're doing gospel rap, whatever, dog. But if you got a good audience, bro, your audience is good with you. You dig what I'm saying? You don't have these type of damn ignorant ass people that's around you. You know, these things, you can work it out. The main damn thing about that is, dog, just knowing what the hell you're worth. Knowing that you love your damn music, know that you love doing your damn music, you dig, and not giving a fuck what nobody thinks. The main problem I see is that everybody wants Hollywood's approval. You dig, everybody wants somebody that's above them to look at them like they got something. You dig, fuck all that, bro. How do you think these summer bitches came to be in the position that they was in? You know what I'm saying? They built something for themselves.
Right.
You do the same shit. You don't have to get nobody approval. Build your own shit. That's why I tell people, though, brother, like, look, dog, fuck Hollywood. Fuck these damn rich record label executives. Fuck these record labels. Look at Tech N9ne. This brother built his own shit from the mud. All this brother owns his whole company now. And he's still making damn music. You dig what I'm saying, brother? He didn't take that Hollywood shit.
Right.
Hey, you got to study people like that, brother. You got to know that you don't need all that shit. And when the world tells you that, you know, oh, the such and such tried to get into Hollywood, you dig what I'm saying, brother? He was doing shit for Hollywood and blah, 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 and then everything went bad. They tried to kick him out and all that, brother. Oh, well, racist or sexist or homophobic. You got to relax. You dig what I'm saying, brother? You trying to please people that ain't worth a fuck pleasing, you set your damn self up for a headache. You set yourself up for a migraine. You set yourself up for failure. Build your own shit, brother. When the hell do the people stop telling motherfuckers to build their own shit? Y'all, why the hell does everybody need Hollywood's approval? I don't understand this new way of thinking. Like they act like they got to have these rich people's approval. Build your own shit. It might take longer, of course. And it might be a lot of damn sleepless nights and blood, sweat, and all these things. But how the fuck you think these other damn people got there, dog? You dig? Play the game with them. It's a chess game. Play it with them. Checkmate them. Build your own shit up. Now you the competition. You dig what I'm saying? Get in the business. The music business is actually a business. You dig what I'm saying? And the thing about America is capitalism. The reason that prices get so damn low with certain products is because there's a business for it. There's other damn competitors that have the same damn product, you dig, for a better price. It's a business.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So that, you don't play the game with them, but you got to play chess too. And yeah, you become part of that damn business, and you give a quality product at a better damn price, and you give a better quality product at a without all that bullshit and politics. You make your own lane. You don't have to play that game with them. I don't know why everybody thinks they do. You don't have to do that.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
That's some good old advice right there, boy. Come on now.
Hey.
Clap it up
for that. I'm speculating. I don't know much of shit. I'm not the sharpest damn tool in the shed, but I'm just sick of motherfuckers bending up. Yeah, they gotta stop it.
Well, that's one of those good old fashioned. He ain't never lied. A lot of people, they don't think about that when they come into the game. They think all they see is the videos or whatever they see in the media, da da da. But like you said, when you're in the trenches, there's so much you got to deal with. Not only do you have to deal with those things that he said, you got to deal with other artists, da-da-da, someone be on this funky shit, da-da-da. You got to watch out because sometimes these artists, they come in and they be on one. Them and their whole goddamn squad. I mean, I'm talking about mamas, grandmamas, aunties, nieces, everybody. They be pressing the promoter on the side, talking about, hey, put my boy on, brother. He's got to go on next, or da da da. Well, he's not part. That's not how our lineup goes. Da 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 da. Now they're getting rowdy. Now the promoter's got to decide: do I want to get my ass kicked by this whole family, or am I finna bump somebody? Now the dude that gets bumped, he knows he's in a prime time. Now he's upset. Now him and his people are pushing, and it just becomes a whole big old funky
mess.
At,
bro.
It can
it's
be.
It's a mess.
Yeah, at times.
Uh-huh.
It can be. Then you got to deal with, like in the movie, if y'all ever see the movie, Janky Promoters, that shit is real. There is really janky promoters out here, and they had everything fucked up.
Absolutely.
I know of an event where they had, like, I think they had 2 hours for come up for the introduction, the artist to perform, the judging, the crowd participation, all this other stuff. They had 2 hours. They're supposed to be limited to, like, maybe 25 acts. I think these people were paying, like, $500, $600. Hold on. These people were paying, like, $500 or $600 for a 15 minute spot. Now they booked 100 people to perform in a 25 setup spot. People, they turned into a riot because people was up there. Now there's supposed to be execs there, all kinds of people. Now he got a bit bumped because there's not enough time for all those people to squeeze in them 2 hours. Now instead of getting your $500-$600 worth of 15 minutes, you're probably only going to get a song. And it got to be where one dude was like, I'm not getting off the stage. And a riot incites. So sometimes it'd be things like that. Now, this is not always, this is not an everyday thing, but these are the type of things you got to think about when you go into any industry that is in media.
Absolutely.
There's always going to be somebody cutthroat that's going to try to push and use muscle to get ahead of everybody else. And then there's going to be somebody else that's saying, I'm not going. There's going to be an innocent person in the middle. I ain't got shit to do with neither one of these two motherfuckers that's getting caught in the crossfire. And that's what makes it bad. But at some point, as artists, people who go, whatever, we got to adjust what we do at the events. Not turn up. Okay, we can't get on. All right, well, we won't support your ass no more. Don't beat up the club. I'm just saying. Don't beat up the club. So,
absolutely.
But all right, but I mean, you started doing your thing with the, no, I'll go ahead and let you guys go ahead comment, and then I want to talk to Miss Unbelievable about how she started a book, J Dirty, and I want to know how she got started and what's the, some of the things she's going through. But
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no,
nah,
brother, go ahead. Go ahead, brother. I'm a bookworm. No, I love to hear about a good book now. Do your thing, brother. Talk about that. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Well, I
go
did.
Go ahead, Miss Unbelievable.
I did a spoken word with a journal connected to it. So when I started the spoken word, it was maybe like 6 years ago. And like, let me just jot something down just a little bit. And then all of a sudden, about maybe a year ago, I just started doing more and more and more and more. And when I was on the radio, I was like, give me a word and I'll bring something back for you. And from then, you know, it was just like, okay, I would say that to my friends, and I would say, give me a topic, and then so my girlfriend was like, talk about side chicks, or talk about this, or talk about that, so I would talk about it, put it in my book, and then I put a journal connected to it, and the journal
sorry,
is just
sorry,
asking
hold on.
Different questions.
So you made a spoken word about side chicks. That's what you're saying?
I did. It's called a live contract.
I did.
You had a migraine.
Huh?
You had a migraine.
What? Hey, you know, it's called side chick contract because it's like when you become a side chick, you got to sign this side contract, and this contract is saying this is what I'm going to do, and then I just lay it out what I've been watching and been seeing, noticing a few people that I know that was a side chick, and I just kind of like put their little lives in it with a little twist, so have fun with it. So usually what I usually do is how I get it started is I usually look at someone's life, put a little twist to it, put my little thought to it, and there it goes. And I branded it myself. I started off with on Facebook. I did little by little. I put it out there day by day, hit up some of my friends, took their picture, put their face with the book, then the two books, then the T-shirts, then the apparel. And I put my money in it, and within a month, I was making my money back because I had that support.
Oh,
that I put
so
out.
If I gave you a subject right now, would you be able to come off the air with something, or you ain't feel like doing it tonight?
It all depends what it be.
matter of fact, the subject is being honest.
Being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's funny sometimes when we think about how it is to be honest. We was taught that, come here, little boy, I won't hit you, but then you end up getting hit. Mama told me that I wouldn't get in trouble, but I did. That wasn't being honest at all. That set me back million years. I thought about how I'm going to get myself out of this, because now the honesty is not even within me. My DNA is cut. Now I can't even trust. How am I even going to be honest with you when I can't even be honest with myself? Honesty is cut short. Nowadays, it's cut from the beginning. Now I got to retrain myself to know what that honesty means. Honesty, it's been cut short. Now let us work together to bring that honesty back, because I'ma need it, you will need it, we will need it, we all gonna need it. With love, it'll come back true. But Monsters Radio, it's honest, it's true. Here, come with it, Miss Unbelievable E Dot to the K, coming at you, being honest with you.
Oh man,
because
you gotta clap and sell
right.
You must have some shit. I can't clap on the phone, but I got a cigarette. I got a cigarette in the phone, but I can't clap. But damn it, that was hard. That was hard. Respect that. That shit was hard, man. Oh, really? I appreciate
right,
that. Thank you for doing that for me. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're
that
welcome.
Was really good, man. That was really good. Damn. All right now.
So like I said, it just comes. You know, it just comes. So like, go through. You know, monstersradio@gmail.com, put something on there. I could write something up, go to Mindstyle, put me a topic, I could write something up, and then it may be in my next volume 2 book that's coming out in the new year. So, yeah, you can get my first book on lulu.com, just put in The Soul of Me Speaks, and that's the name of my movement, The Soul of Me Speaks. Because your soul speaks, you got to listen. So mirror, mirror on the wall, the soul of me speaks, tell it all. I may or may not agree, let it go and let it be. Just like that.
Man,
so there it is, y'all.
Oh, right. Man.
So make sure y'all support that. Make sure y'all support that. Go get that book, because, hey, it also sponsors the show. So when you get the book, you also help out our show. So I'm glad Jay Dirty came up with a good one when he said honesty, because I'm swear. If y'all would have came to me, I'd have some silly shit like these nuts, and then you know it'd have fucked up the whole show.
That's for tomorrow. We're Wednesday.
you don't want to do that, baby. You don't want to do that.
Oh, baby, yes, you would want me to talk about these nuts on Wet Wednesday, because I'll get real nasty. Don't play.
All right, you gangster now, but I'm telling you, you gotta relax. You don't want to do that. You gangster right now, though, but I'm gonna let you marinate on that shit tonight. Marinate on it.
Marinate on it.
So everybody, they marinate on it. We gonna marinate on it, and we want to see your ass here tomorrow. Remember, the new number is 563-999-3411. It's gonna take me a minute to get to saying that thing right. It just feels funny coming off my tongue with a new number. But I,
you sound funny. I'm just saying.
Not all slow, but definitely sexy. But hey, it's definitely adult podcast. So call in, get sexy with us, help us with our topic, come up with a topic, do what you got to do. But bring your ass. So let's see. Any last words before we get up out of here, y'all? We'll start out with the lady, Miss Unbelievable.
I will not be here tomorrow for Wet Wednesday, but welcome. I will have a replacement. It'll definitely be like me. Boom. But listen, The Soul of Me Speaks sponsors monstersradio.com. And I love y'all. For real, I do. See y'all
okay.
on Thursday.
What you got for us, Jay Dirty?
Well, I'm going to try to be here tomorrow, you know, if he monster let me, though. I know this motherfucker get tired of my damn ass. I got a big mouth. I know the motherfucker get tired of me. But damn it, if he'll have me tomorrow, I might be here. You dig? I'm going to try to do that. You know, respect.
We welcome everybody. We welcome everybody.
I mean, all I can say, hey, as long as there's another lady on the line, shit, I don't get no damn. Your ass is more than welcome.
Right.
I
wouldn't call it to a
sexy show.
I don't do that to you.
Right. if it's just me and you, bro, I'm not opening the line until after. You get what I'm saying. Okay. Please, ladies, call in tomorrow so Jay Dirty can get on the line. Y'all have a good night. Do something monstrous. I'm just saying.
Night.
Get up out of here. Peace.
Peace.